Definitely don't got it. Don't waste it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's rolling, dude. You go ahead.
Three, two, one.
And that's when the custodian saw me.
That could mean so many different things.
It could. Thank you for joining Contest Lifts tonight. That was.
But then I realized it was a Cubs fan.
Thank you for joining Contest Lifts. It's episode number 106.
107, asshole.
107. Remember, you can find us on Instagram, iTunes, Google Play, Facebook,
every freaking time.
Spotify, and.
Yo, we're going to be up on YouTube officially very soon, but in the meantime, check us out by searching Contest Lifts episodes, full episodes, and more.
Yo, that's Raul. With his great joke to start the night, which he fumbled around at the beginning. We're going to keep that for everyone to hear. How you doing, Raul?
Oh, I'm pretty good, man. Can I play with your dandelion?
With your dandelion?
Yup.
What?
Edited version, baby.
Oh, okay.
Yup. Suck my whoa.
It's like this week in unnecessary censorship.
Yeah, this pod is going to be edited.
We're going to edit it ourselves.
The edited version.
Yes. The edited version of.
Everyone is in charge of their own sound effects.
That's Garnick, by the way. How you doing?
What's going on, everybody?
Garnick's wearing his hat backwards tonight.
That's what I do, Salt Life.
Is that a Salt Life
That's
hat?
That's a Salt Life hat.
All day.
Do you not know
it's
me?
It's a Salt Life hat.
It is a Salt Life hat. And now it's forwards.
You're welcome.
You switched it up on us. How you doing?
Salt Life.
How you doing, man?
It's a thing. Look it up. Saltlife.com.
How's your daughter? First day of first grade, man.
Actually, pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Somewhat emotional. Very nerve wracking, but it's progress.
Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was very interesting. Seriously.
Congrats, man.
Thanks.
So she's going to school?
Wow.
What?
Where's she going to school?
Catholic school by me. You don't need to know which one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we probably shouldn't disclose that.
Because, yeah, that's right.
Because people who are listening might want to come there. Sorry.
Yeah. Snipers, dude. He has enemies.
I forgot. He does.
Yeah. Funny idiot.
Dude, you got to censor idiot.
No, idiot is not censor. No.
It's not. All right, fine. John. John's also in a hat. And he's
you like, owl guy, idiot.
Outback Life.
Outback Life now, huh? Did you go to Outback? Is that what you said there?
Outback Steakhouse?
Yeah, I went to Outback Steakhouse.
Forster's.
Got an onion.
Australian for beer.
Crikey.
The accents are coming back, too. With censorship and accents
Oi.
Tonight.
Oi.
And then last but not least, we got V also in a hat. A Montenegro hat, right?
Yes.
What's up, V?
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Let's go.
Yeah?
That's cool.
This is definitely not the first time I've ever seen V's Montenegro hat, but this is definitely the first time I've questioned where the hell did you get that?
It just says Montenegro.
Did you get it in Montenegro, or did you, like, go to Lids? Did you go to Lids? You're like, man, what do I want? I want, like, a Sox hat, a Bulls hat. Montenegro,
let's go.
Montenegro?
It's like Devon Street Foot Locker, you know?
For real, where'd you get the hat?
I told you, Hats just find me. Over the course of the year, Hats just find me.
It's true. He has my Spurs hat, my pink Spurs hat. I don't know how it ended up with him, but he has it. He has my LA Angels hat from 2004.
I do not have an LA Angels hat.
Yeah, okay.
That was a pretty sweet hat. Not
it was, bad. For sure it was.
And you had a Dodgers hat too?
Oh, man.
Tim got that one.
anybody listening out there, if you know anybody else with a Montenegro hat, let's take a picture.
And that's Tim. Thanks for that. Thanks for that, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Round of applause for Tim, everyone.
Thank you, Tim. That was fantastic. Timmy will be in the background tonight sometimes, I think. He'll have some things to chime in on when we're talking about basketball.
He's our Andy Richter.
Yes. Yes, he is. He is our Andy Richter on the Contessa Layup Show. We're not a podcast anymore. We're a show. All right, so then the NBA this week.
All right, so.
Yeah.
NBA.
Yeah, what about the NBA?
Well, so enough of that chit-chat. NBA.
Yeah.
It's NBA time.
It's time for NBA.
Everyone's looking at him.
DeMarcus Cousins got hurt.
Who's that?
He's a player on the Lakers. He tore his ACL. He's out for the year. He was in a pickup game, and he went up for a layup and tore it. And that sucks. And Tim just called him a bum. But it was the same leg that he tore his Achilles on a year and a half ago, and the same leg he had a torn quad on in the finals. So this guy cannot catch a break, man. He's just getting unlucky, it seems. Or it's just, you know, it's just kind of recurring injury. It tore the Achilles, and then you just never, like, it kind of remains to be seen if he can fully heal, which doesn't bode well for Kevin Durant, since he tore his Achilles too. But Cousins out for the year, so the Lakers are in the market for a center, apparently. They've contacted Dwight Howard, and apparently both parties have mutual interest. But Dwight Howard is still on the Memphis Grizzlies right now, so nothing can happen until, I don't remember what date, but that's kind of what's going on right now, is that the Lakers might want to
remember the date.
Might want to get back in touch with Dwight Howard, former player. Mitch Kupchak not there anymore, the legend, but Dwight Howard did not have a good tenure with the Lakers when he was there.
Mitch Kupchak, the best.
The best. What do you guys think the Lakers do here with DeMarcus out, and what do you guys think about DeMarcus and just the luck he's had recently, guys? Go ahead, Gar.
You know, I could care less about what the Lakers do because he was basically their 10th guy off the bench.
You think? I thought he was going to start, man.
Well, whatever, man. He had two pretty lousy seasons in a row, and the first one of them was obviously interrupted by injury. He was playing decent before that. Second one, he was basically used up by Golden State, and yes, I'm going to say that right now. He was used up by Golden State, and I think they're definitely culpable in his demise. But yeah, okay. I don't really care what the Lakers do. As far as DeMarcus goes, you're pretty much done as far as having any chance of being a franchise player.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At one point, there was definitely talk of that. That point may have been 5-6 years ago now, but there was definitely talk about it.
Right.
Right now, your best-case scenario is Grant Hill for the rest of your career. And by that, I mean you may be lucky and get like another 6-7 years by being the lowest-paid guy, the 11th, 12th guy on the bench.
This guy who works really hard and just, you know, just gets his minutes that
way. Yeah, just a professional. Just show him how it's done. But that's the extent of your value to any team going forward.
Right.
You're not going to come back and be more than just part-time serviceable.
Man, that sucks.
It's unfortunate he's done, but there's nothing you can do if you're DeMarcus aside from perhaps notice the fact that there's a trend developing in Golden State with people getting injured at the worst possible time.
Really? All right.
I mean, that's really the only thing you can attribute blame to. Am I wrong?
He got hurt before he went to Golden State, though.
Yeah, but then they didn't advise him wisely, and he got hurt again and again.
Okay.
They have professional doctors that should oversee this stuff.
Riley, got some?
Nothing. I was just going to...
Go ahead, man. Yeah.
I was just going to say, there's nothing you can do. I ought to be with you.
Wow, beautiful.
Please tell me it's still recording.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that was definitely on.
Yeah, it sucks for DeMarcus. I wouldn't sign Dwight Howard because he sucks. And he's garbage. And he's not going to make the Hall of Fame like some people think.
Okay.
Podcast.
Yeah.
He's the whore of the league.
What does that even mean?
Literally.
Not every team. Always.
Let's not forget about those rumors.
I'm sick of rumors starting.
Let's not forget about those rumors, if you know what I mean. But
all right, man.
But I think
possibly.
I think the Lakers can sign. There's a bunch of centers that got waived by teams last year or at the end of last year that are a way better fit than Dwight Howard. I disagree with Garnick in the sense that I think if DeMarcus is healthy, you start him. And you start him for...
Oh, with the Lakers as the 7th, 10th guy? I agree, yeah. I think DeMarcus was starting next year if he was healthy.
I think if he is healthy, you start him. But, I mean, you got to temper expectations. Just like as a side note, one of the people that I work with, he's like a Lakers fan. And I broke the news to him that DeMarcus Cousins...
You broke his heart, too.
Is going to be out for the season pretty much. And he was like, oh, like he was so disappointed. And I'm like, he's like, oh, this is supposed to be the comeback year for him. But like, you have to temper your expectations. Even if the guy was healthy, he's probably going to put up like 14-8, maybe.
Well, that's not lucky. But if
that's,
the team
that's
is
not bad, but
if the team's like a 2 seed, then who cares?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not bad, but you couldn't have expected DeMarcus Cousins to come back and put up 20-12. You know, like. That's not going to happen.
Well, for DeMarcus, that might be the best thing for him, that he's not the franchise guy that everyone thought he was made out to be. Because when he was with the Kings were terrible. You got something
to be? I was going to say, none of this matters to Lakers fans. Because we got The Rock, baby. LeBron and AD, I can't hear.
That's what I'm saying. And you still have JaVale McGee. Like, you still have JaVale McGee. If worse comes to worse, what? JaVale McGee has championships. JaVale McGee has turned himself into a very... decent professional NBA player. You're only going to ask like 25 minutes from him anyway. And if you could sign a guy like Andrew Bogut or Zaza Pachulia or Joakim Noah or whatever, like that's fine. That's fine at the center spot because you have AD and you have all those shooting, you have all that shooting around you and you have LeBron. Like you don't need to try to hit some home run here, and you definitely don't need that drama of Dwight Howard coming to the Lakers and stirring up the pot.
Joakim Noah will never sign with LeBron. Just saying.
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
Just
saying. I mean, that's my guy, Joe. It is. Hypotheticals.
Okay, John, you got something about this or no? What do you got, man?
I just think that it would, like Raul and V, it wouldn't really matter because there's AD and LeBron. They could easily, you know, play 4 or 5. You know, give the ball to somebody else to run point. It doesn't really matter. It's just the reason why they want Dwight Howard is debt.
Okay,
that's what it is.
You say debt or
depth?
Depth.
Depth. Like Johnny Depth.
All right, you got some? Yeah.
There's reports that they're going to get Iguodala. And that'd be solid just because if he's coming off your bench, then you have your bench lineup is set with, or you just have someone coming in for that initial center who's going out, whether it be Dwight Howard or whoever they're going to have, JaVale McGee.
Okay.
So if they have Iggy, that's nasty. Like, okay. You just solidified anybody coming off your bench. Iguodala is still nasty. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question for you guys. Why don't the Lakers just make Anthony Davis the center? Why?
He doesn't like playing center.
That helps the team so much better.
Where
because
do you want to play?
Like it.
Yeah, where do you want to play? You want to play power forward? Cool. Now we got to figure that out. That's it. That's all. That's what it is.
Yeah, there's no asking Anthony Davis, like, hey, man, I know you don't like playing center, but, like, we need you to play center. For what reason? Anthony Davis feels that he could play his best basketball as a power forward, so you don't try to mess that up. Like, you've already got this far. You got him there.
You know what's interesting is that when he was the 5 in 2017 and 18, when DeMarcus got hurt, he was playing his best basketball.
He was just playing his best basketball, period. When DeMarcus Cousins was
He was the starting 5, though, for
healthy,
the centers.
When he was healthy, he was giving DeMarcus at 25 and 10.
No, he wasn't. Not until DeMarcus got hurt, then the Pelicans went on that huge run where they won like 12 in a row. Davis was playing out of his mind. He became an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Because Cousins got hurt, and Davis had to play the 5.
That's incorrect.
Who was playing the 5?
Because when DeMarcus was going to go to any All-Star game, they're going to be the only pair of centers or teammates who ever averaged 20 and 10.
No, I know, but... then Anthony Davis took his game to another level after DeMarcus
got
hurt.
4 points a game. He was having an incredible season beforehand.
They were a 3 seed at 1 point.
Yeah, and then last year he played center all year, and they were garbage, and he hated it, and he got injured.
Okay.
He was averaging those points because of DeMarcus Cousins and because the offense was so potent because everybody on that team had a similar game plan. And they
and you had Rondo.
And you still have Rondo. And they averaged the most pace per game.
Wait. And they still have Rondo.
Maybe you understand. You miss Mirotic.
And they averaged the most points per game. So that means there wasn't a traditional offense. So they didn't need a center because they were running the ball so damn much.
Okay. Regardless, Anthony Davis was the biggest player on the court for the Pelicans. He was playing to five. Why can't you do it again?
I think you both can be right in this scenario. I think they start off being a power forward on paper, and then when they realize that none of the centers they got are worth Auga!
You did do with
the switch. Then he's gonna play Auga! Center.
Alright. So here's what I'm saying. If they start JaVale McGee, right, and they put Davis a power forward, right? Say LeBron is the acting three. He's going to be the point guard. Who are the other two spots? Danny Green and Avery Bradley?
Sure.
Who the hell is going to guard any guards in the Western Conference?
What do you mean? Danny Green and Avery Bradley play defense.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so does Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
I forgot about Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, yeah. You forgot about Kyle Kuzma.
Okay. Kuzma's going to start.
Oh, you know what sounds really good? How about Kuzma at the three, LeBron at the four, and Avery at the five?
That's what I'm saying. That does sound good.
Fucking spaceship beaming your idiot.
Censor yourself.
I'm
sorry, now you owe me a funny sound.
No, that's the last I got. I gave you one.
Which one?
The spaceship sound.
Okay, solid.
That was pretty funny.
Okay, we'll take it.
But that's what I just said. Davis plays the five, LeBron the four, Kuzma the three. And then you have Green at the two and Rondo at the one, whatever. Who's going to chase around Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum? Who's going to chase around James Harden? Who's going to guard James Harden Westbrook? Because they have to play him.
We're going
to
score so many points.
With JaVale McGee as your five?
He's going to get the rebound and put it in after we're done.
Doesn't it make
all
way better
threes?
Sense to have Rondo at least on the court with Green? Then with LeBron, that's technically the three, or Kuzma the three, LeBron the four, Davis the five, instead of just throwing McGee in there? Doesn't it make way more sense?
Wait, didn't the Warriors start JaVale McGee?
Yes.
Doesn't he have championships?
Yes.
That's a much different team.
I thought somebody didn't have championships. My bad.
That's a way different team than this situation. Are you serious? Come on, man.
It's going to be a different team. The Lakers are going to be a different team completely this year.
LeBron's going to play center before Anthony Davis does.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter. As long as they're down low, AD can do whatever he wants because LeBron is just getting the rebound.
What AD wants is AD wants not to be the biggest player on the floor. That's all he wants. Right?
No. Are you knocking him for that?
Yes.
It's not that he doesn't want to. If somebody was bigger than him, he wouldn't have a problem with that. He just doesn't want to be in the post.
Sounds like the biggest pussy.
Why does he want to be in the post?
Because he wants to shoot threes like everybody else.
He's tired of banging.
Because he doesn't want to sacrifice. He doesn't know how to win a championship. This guy's complaining.
This is about sacrifice right now?
Of course it is.
Yo, I'm trying to get this paper. Don't tell me about sacrifice. I
already came over here on my own free will. Like, you didn't sign me. You didn't sign me yet. Yo, you better get down on your knees and do something for me right now. Yo, I'm not playing center. That's it. End of story.
You want me to
stay here? I'm not gonna play center.
Then let him leave.
Okay.
If the Lakers
had any backbone, they would force Davis to play center.
Oh my
Absolutely
God.
They would.
No.
Because that's what championship organizations do. V, what do the Spurs do? What did Tim Duncan do for years? He sacrifices money. He sacrifices his shots.
He's played
Ginobili came off the bench all the time. Tony Parker sacrificed so much and they won.
Yo.
Why can't Anthony Davis play center?
Because the Lakers are nowhere near where the Spurs have been.
Oh my God, are you serious?
The Lakers, in the past 5 years, they're trying to get back to prominence. So they need to have AD and...
So they just need to sit down and just suck Anthony's auga.
Yes. Yes. Yes, they do. For this year.
Use your own sound effect.
For this year, they have to. Yes. And it's way easier for them. It would be way easier for them if they just sign one of these minimum guys for... $3 million, whether it's Andrew Bogut, who you would probably love because he loves doing that, just coming in, playing 20 minutes, and doing whatever it takes to win a championship. Zaza loves doing that same thing. Oh, that's Andrew Bogut 2.0. And then, or Joakim Noah, or Kosta Kupis, whoever you want. It doesn't matter. It's a lot easier to write the check than to be like, Anthony Davis, we're going to need to see what happens when you play center.
Even if he comes to that conclusion by himself, you let him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, why'd you force him?
Yeah, why would you force him to make that sacrifice? Yeah, thank you. Like, bro, I just came over here. Like, never mind all the other stuff that I was getting offered. I came to the Lakers because I wanted this to happen. And I want to do whatever I want to do what I want to do here on the Lakers. So just let me do that.
Why can't he do whatever it takes? You were about to say, I want to do whatever it takes.
Because he doesn't have to.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't have to do whatever it takes.
Yes, he does.
Beyond
yes,
that.
And you're talking, beyond about, that. You're talking about sacrifice. They took me out of the starting lineup video over in New Orleans. You know what that's like, saying, dude?
He didn't care about New Orleans anymore.
LeBron, you got a problem playing center? Nah, bro, I got you. All right. Case closed.
LeBron's playing point guard. Everyone knows this year. What? I don't understand.
Wrap it up. Case closed.
How was this case closed at all?
Case closed.
I agree with Eddie, actually.
Thank you, Tim. Tim agrees with me. Thanks, Tim.
I also know nothing about basketball.
Neither does Eddie. So it's fine.
Listen, all I'm saying is it makes way more sense from a starting lineup standpoint and the way that the Western Conference is going for the Lakers to put Davis at the five. Wait,
they might start. Oh, sorry. Yeah, no. Go ahead.
There might be situations in certain games where he needs to finish as the center and LeBron as the four when the game gets tight. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for the sake of his health and longevity, you want to put him at the four because that'd be less risk of him getting injured. So playing him in the five, you're trying to. He's not trying to bang down low. He doesn't need to do that. So, so if you can help him, save him a little bit, because when it comes to those 16 games, he's gonna need that health.
I agree with you, but at the same time, the same token, Davis doesn't need to be banging down low. They can run the offense through him. They just need people to match up with the other teams in the Western Conference that they're gonna be playing a lot this year. Obviously, they're in the West. They play 50 games against these great guard lineups in Curry and Russell. If they start that starting lineup, all right, that we just talked about, where they put X center in, whoever, Bogut, Noah, whoever, Davis, LeBron, Kuzma, Danny Green, who is guarding any guard? None of them are.
This is exactly why the Lakers re-signed JaVale McGee in the first place, because for DeMarcus Cousins insurance. Otherwise, they would have tried to sign some other power forward as Anthony Davis insurance, just in case. So that's why they have a guy like JaVale McGee.
Oh, no, I get it. Okay, so they start McGee. That's fine. But still, who is guarding any guard on that starting lineup?
No one has foot
speed. Nobody. Kuzma can't stay in front of anybody. LeBron hasn't stayed in front of anyone for 6 years. No one is staying in front of Steph Curry.
Danny Green, Avery Bradley, Quinn Cook, Rondo.
Rondo.
LeBron.
Rondo.
AD
LeBron.
Will step out.
No.
LeBron.
JaVale McGee will step out too.
No, they won't. No, they won't, man. Yo. Dame Lillard will drop 50 in the first quarter on these guys. Great. Stop.
What do we have to step out to when everybody on our team is 7'1"?
They're going to hit Dan Lillard will shoot threes all the time. He will create separation. It's very easy for him.
That's cool. How many points has Portland got? 101. How many points will he got? 140.
Right. What happens if those shots don't fall down and they don't have the strength they need to go bang inside with like LeBron and them?
You know how heavy this
they have it. They have the length, and if you don't take a
there's length and then there's foot speed too. That's what makes a great defender great. Yeah, if you have length and foot speed, and these guys have stone feet. Gregor.
You guys are talking about lineups like they're set in stone from day one. Too. This is ridiculous. Like, they vary from team to team. You can match up against the opponent. Like, this.
Most teams will have a starting lineup to start the year, and they try to develop that cohesion.
No, that's not necessarily true. Especially if you're a team of the Lakers caliber, where you literally have 12 new faces. There's going to be a lot of mixing and matching in their case. Same thing with the Clippers. Same thing with any other contender. They have to do this every year because they all make wholesale changes.
I understand, but you want to find that lineup that...
You look for it. You don't set it in stone day one.
But if Davis is saying, I'm not playing center, then you have that problem that can be addressed if he just says, okay, I'll do whatever it takes for the team.
You keep searching for other alternatives.
Now, let's not forget, this is not a young team where they need... They're impressionable. This is a bunch of veterans that's been...
Exactly, and I would hope Anthony Davis can say, I will do whatever it takes.
No, man, but that doesn't mean...
Why do you think they brought in Boogie and Rondo?
To kind of, you know, rework the Pelicans of 2017-2018.
No.
And make Davis comfortable.
In his ear.
Yeah, to make Davis comfortable. I agree. Yeah.
There you go. Problem solved.
And so one would hope that he changes his stance going into the season. That all right, I'll play the 5 we need to,
or do it halfway through.
I don't get what you're insisting on him playing on the 5.
I want him to be to say that he's willing to make the sacrifices that it takes to win a championship. Then the Lakers will probably win. But if he's going to be a baby about it and say he's not,
do you want him to call a press conference?
Where are you getting all of this?
He said it. He said he wants to play power forward. He won't play center.
I don't care.
Yeah, who cares about that? Like,
it doesn't matter.
He's got a thing.
Depending on who they play, like Garnick said, let's say they play like a small lineup, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's playing power forward. It doesn't matter if he's playing point guard. Like, if they're smaller than them, then who cares if he's at the 5?
Or you, like, sell him on, we're positionless, you know, and just play him that way.
Okay.
And what do you know, Eddie, about foot speed? You run like a prancing unicorn.
Yo, I got great foot speed, dude. What are you talking about?
Foot speed. This guy said foot speed.
Yo, the only one with good foot speed here, my man over here in the hat.
That's true.
Well, you got 3 guys in the hat, dude.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
thanks, Raul. Specify.
Who am I talking about?
Who has the best foot speed on contested layups?
Clearly not Eddie.
Come on, man.
Doesn't matter.
Eddie doesn't have a hat.
It's a debate between the rest of us. But you, no.
Oh my gosh.
It's a Festivus.
It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
A Festivus is really.
Close enough.
We hope you could hear Andy Richter in the background, aka Tim. Yo, so Kyle Kuzma, though, he's been having a good offseason because he's on the FIBA roster, Garnick.
That's right.
Yeah, he is.
He sure is. wearing terrible outfits.
And
by
he's got
the way.
Weird hair with his like his blonde tips.
Respectfully disagree. I respect that.
Do you?
He's got blonde tips?
For sure.
Blonde tips, Tim. Blonde tips.
With a P.
With a P. With not the T.
blonde ticks?
No, man. But Kuzma's getting better on this FIBA roster this year. He's getting coached by Greg Popovich and he'll improve. He'll be improved going into the season. I'll say that much. But yeah, let's go into this. It's so funny, man. You're right. But the FIBA team, they're actually going to China next week, and their first game is September 1st against Czechoslovakia.
Not a team. There's no such thing, Eddie. Czechoslovakia hasn't existed in 28 years.
Czech Republic.
Okay. And, thank you.
Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah.
But the men's team, they've just had their final cuts. The roster right now, Harrison Barnes, Jalen Brown, Joe Harris, the aforementioned Kyle.
I think Kuzma. The Yugoslavia team is going to destroy them.
Yeah, do you? The Brook Lopez, Chris Middleton.
Saki playing on the Yugoslavia team.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Saki.
Brook Lopez, Chris Middleton, Donovan Mitchell, Mason Plumlee, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Miles Turner, Kemba Walker, and Derek White. Technically, they'd still need to make one cut. They have 13 players right now. So
all they need is one cut.
All they need is one cut, V. All they need is one Mike.
The Spurs. Spurs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he started last year.
He's probably the one that's going to get cut. I'm sorry.
I don't know, man. It's Pop's boy.
You think he's going to do that? He might, though. He might just like, yeah, you got cut for a reason. So Pop cuts him, so it works really hard all offseason.
Yeah, but he's done that the last 2 years. He was on their G League team.
Derek White?
G League.
Yeah.
Mason Plumlee is.
You think Mason Plumlee gets cut there? I think so. Well,
Mason Plumlee is about like a foul away from getting cut on the Nuggets already. Is he still on the Nuggets? Is he cut already?
He's on the Nuggets. He's on the Nuggets. Yeah, yeah. I could see him rolling with Turner and Lopez as their two centers.
George Lopez?
No. Yeah. George Lopez role. Yeah. No. Brook Lopez and Miles Turner. I could see the FIBA team doing that.
Raul, can you do a George Lopez impersonation for me?
I don't know what he says.
I know.
Just go. Yeah,
I'm not sure. Oh, I'm George Lopez. I don't know, man. But the whole time I've been thinking, looking at this roster, doesn't Brook Lopez sound like a really hot porn star?
Stop, man.
What? Brook Lopez?
Jesus.
You're thinking...
Sounds pretty hot.
Right, so you're thinking of Robin Lopez.
Super hot.
Good be.
All right, so we're talking about
Sky Lopez.
I got a couple things. Serbian head coach said, let's let Team USA play their basketball and we'll play ours. And if we meet, may God help them. Because that's what I'm talking about. Because Serbia wants to smash this team.
Who does Serbia have?
All right, I got you. Here you go. Here you go. Milo Teodosic.
Oh, baby.
Garbage.
Boyan Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Garbage.
What are you talking
that's,
about?
That's the one that signed with the Jazz. Yeah.
Yeah. He had like 27 points the other day.
Actually, they're both pretty good, but yeah.
Garbage.
Nikola Jokic.
No, Bogdan is from the Kings.
Oh, Bogdan is the Kings guy?
Yeah.
Still, though, he's an all-rookie team.
Garbage. Go
is
ahead.
Is it with the B?
All right, man.
Is it with the D or the J?
It's with the G.
G.
It's the one
nice
with the
try, Kings.
Yeah, sorry.
You said Jokic?
Nikola Jokic.
Oh, boy. That's tough.
Garbage.
Man, get out of here.
And Boban.
Garbage.
Boban?
That's your boy.
Boban coming
in. Boban about to get big minutes in the Boban's baby games.
What's Boban got to do, dude? Fight Keanu Reeves? Come on.
Did you see John Wick 3?
Yes.
How was it?
He was garbage in it. Just like he's going to be garbage in that game.
Here's the thing, though. This is like one of the first times that a highly ranked player is not on the USA team. The best player to bless two players in FIBA are Giannis.
And Jokic.
And Jokic.
Yeah.
AKA Giannis and Jokic.
And then also Spain has a good team and France has an okay team.
Yeah.
But this whole thing with De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He just left. He just left out of the blue.
What happened there? Does anyone know?
Here's what happened.
All right, tell us me.
Vlade Divac, true Serbian, rolled downstairs, smoking his cigarette, having his Turkish coffee. He was like, listen.
And his turkey club.
I got this suitcase. It's an empty suitcase. There's a receipt in there for like $2 million. I need you not to play. I need you not to do anything.
Wow. That's exactly what happened.
I'm certain of it.
I'm not joking. I believe you wholeheartedly.
It's an IOU for $2 million. Yeah.
And he also doesn't know.
It's like, you want that Supermax?
You might be right. For real.
It's all because Pat Riley has $10 million on the game. That's what I'm saying. Pat Riley never leaves empty-handed.
So, go ahead. Do you have something, Garnick?
No. It just blew my mind.
It kind of blew my mind, too, actually. You're probably right, man.
Yeah.
For real. I didn't even connect the dots until now.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I don't even care for what the truth is. Like, I'm done. I'm sold.
You think this guy magically dropped out? There was two factors. There was one, Vlade. And two, Kemba's going to be playing. Jalen Brown's going to be playing. This guy's not going to see the ball. Kemba's going to be crossing people over. Everybody's going to watch Kemba this year.
Yeah.
So,
what's interesting is that this basically the whole Celtics team is on his team.
There's four Celtics, and one of them is brand new.
They all play major minutes, though.
Celtics.
I think that's kind of cool that the Celtics kind of did that or had that opportunity.
It's pronounced Celtics.
Celtics. And that I think that's going to benefit him actually a lot.
Celtits.
Celtits.
But the other point. Celtics. The other point here is that Giannis can't be stopped by anyone.
Dude.
Can't be stopped by anyone in the NBA. So, like, how are you going to stop him with these rules when you guys really don't have anybody who can stop him? And it's a shorter game.
Yeah.
So you don't have an extra 8 minutes to make things happen.
Right. Right. This roster isn't prepared to really stop Giannis at all. They don't have the bigs and the foot speed.
God. I've officially wanted to punch you three times.
This is going to be the most challenged that Team USA has been in a long time, even more so than when they won the bronze that one year.
Oh, in the 2004?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because none of these guys are really established. They're all very young. Most of these guys are still learning how to play NBA basketball in general.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's going to be more fun in a sense to watch because the talent on the team isn't so overwhelming anymore.
Right.
So maybe it'll be a lot more even and they're gonna have to be a lot more creative. I think, isn't this the first year that Coach K isn't coaching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yo, Greg Popovich.
G-Pop.
I think Pop wants to establish himself. Establish himself and kind of create a new identity of this team of where, listen, we're going to bring in developing guys. You're going to develop their game. And, yeah, it's going to be the start of a new era of Team USA basketball.
Yeah. Okay. You know?
Like, it's going to be nice, too, to not have some of the best players in the NBA not play on the USA team, too. I mean, that was always the case, but not on the level of Giannis or Jokic.
Nice.
And
it's perfect.
Yeah, and if Team USA could pull this off, imagine where Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Kyle Kuzma, where they're going to be at as far as basketball goes.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So
their development, for sure.
So, I mean, it kind of sucks. I mean, I think a lot of people are counting them out because there isn't a lot of big stars, and it's easy to say, oh, look, they lost this scrimmage. But I don't even think they really care about that. They're really just trying to – I don't even think Pop really cares about it either. I mean, he's just trying to develop these guys and see what happens. And I think the expectations are a little bit tempered too.
Right.
But they still want to win. They still
want to –
yeah. You know, it's – there's still enough talent there to win the gold, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you.
2 points I want to make.
Good.
Point one is that whoever's going to play this year, they're probably going to be here for the Olympics. I don't think Pop lets all the people that turned them down this time come back in 2 years just because it's the Olympics, and for whatever reason, it's more prestigious to the U.S. basketball player. I mean, in the rest of the World Cup is the most important event in any sport. But I digress. Another point I wanted to make is that they are definitely underestimating the rest of the world. Last time they got whipped, it was 2004.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Serbias and the Frances and the
Argentina.
Greases of the world.
Argentina blasted them, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Argentina. Who's part of that team?
Your boy, Manu.
Oh, the best player in the NBA, Manu.
Yeah, everyone improved tremendously. The rest of the world is catching up real quick.
Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
The fact of the matter is your best player is probably the 30th best NBA player, like American-born NBA player. That's not good.
Yeah, but at the same time, what better coach to do it with non-superstars than the coach that's been doing it this whole time, bro? Greg Pop.
The Pop.
Yeah. El Pop Pop.
The skitty to be Pop.
Yo, we don't got the best players. So?
Right.
One other thing. With these stars, it's not like that time in 04 where they put, man, the roster in 04 was terrible. These guys are rising stars, or Kemba Walker's were proven all-star. Like, these are guys who hoop. Everybody on this team is a hooper. So I think it's a difference than before where they just, man, that was when KG wasn't doing, man, I can't, 04.
In 04, Iverson was on the team. Larry Brown was the coach.
Larry Brown. Who likes Larry Brown?
Yeah, they hated Larry Brown. Like, all the players hated him.
But everybody's going to learn from Pop, and everybody's going to want to play for Pop. So this is kind of, like Raul said, a nice set team for him to deal with for the next few years, and maybe a few years after because they enjoyed it. And it'll help all their games. I'm surprised a lot more people don't do it, but, you know, it's not like...
There's a cycle to it, you know? I mean, 2004 was 15 years ago. People literally forgot what that was like. I mean, that's what got LeBron and Melo and all of them to really, like, think about it as an alternative. And, you know, people kind of wrote off basketball as far as sports where anyone else can win besides the U.S.
Right. And at the time, the U.S. thought that you could just put whoever they wanted in there, and they didn't have to meet any chemistry, and that they got a pretty big shock to them. John, go ahead.
So wait, you wouldn't upgrade the team if say LeBron, Steph Curry, KD are like, hey, I want to play for Team USA
for next year?
In general, you can look at this as an audition to be on the next Olympic team. This is not set. I'm not going to be like, you didn't take Steph Curry, you didn't play for me this year.
No.
Screw you for the Olympics.
When is the Olympics coming up?
2020, next year.
this next year.
2020
in Tokyo. No, yeah, John's right. Yeah, and of course they would take the better players.
Obviously. I don't think they would. I really don't.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, what if these guys wind up taking that next level after being on this team, and they carry it over to the next season, and they're really playing really good basketball. You know, you have a bunch of these guys, and they're not KD, but they're at the level of like.
But if you get just a KD before KD, or a Steph, you know. Well, if you get a KD or Steph, wouldn't you want to increase your chances of getting the gold medal? Like,
oh, they're all invited.
I don't think they are.
We'll see how it goes. If they do well in this tournament, there wouldn't be a reason why.
I think regardless of the outcome of this tournament,
they're not going to pout and be like, "No, KD can't be on my team."
And if you guys remember in 2010, that was a big year because Durant was on the FIBA team, Kevin Love was on that team, Rose was on that team. And they all took huge steps the next season in their careers. Yeah. They all just used the FIBA tournament to really become NBA stars. And that was kind of the springboard for them. So I think Raul hit it on the head. That they'll...
What on the head?
Hit his point on the head. that these guys are going to take the next step in their careers. Especially, like, I think Mitchell has a great chance. And really Tatum. I think those two really will play well in this tournament and really take the next step.
I think if Kuzma just learns how to play,
it's all Kuzma.
It's all going to come down to defense. Not really worried about them. I'm not really worried about them offensively. I think they're going to be fine offensively. It's going to come down to defense and how are you going to stop some of these guys on the other teams who've been, you know, they have chemistry already with each other and they have some of the best players in the world. So you're going to have to play some really decent defense.
Right, exactly.
There is also a dark horse.
Who?
Katy Perry.
Joe Ingles, Australia. Let's go down under Joe Ingles. Can you stop?
Exum.
Oh man, I don't know who's on the squad. Give me a second. But that's another.
Simmons.
No, he's not on
the Australian squad.
No, yeah, you wouldn't dare play for Australia. Maybe next year though. I could see him playing in 2020.
You should.
Yeah, you definitely should. That'd be awesome if the Olympics like had all.
I don't know why you don't play this year if you're him.
That's a good question. Maybe he just needs to work on his jumper. One would hope he's in the gym doing that. But
yeah, man, my friend keeps showing me Ben Simmons, like summer highlights of him working on his jumper. Like, man, get the fuck out of here! Whoops, get that Wooga out of here.
I guess Wooga is the
word. Get that Crikey out of here.
I like Crikey's better.
Get that Crikey out of here. that's appropriate too for the Australian sense reserve. Do you think that's what they say in
Australia? We're being so racist right now.
No, we're not. We're being
because Australian people are white people. Isn't
are right. Australian people a race?
Get the kangaroo out of here!
Get the kangaroo out of here!
Doubles down.
Get that
dingo
out of my face.
Get that dingo out of my face.
All right, I got you guys.
Get that baby, the dingo, H-O baby, out of my face.
Good, V. Good.
I got you guys on the Australian roster. Your boy Aaron Baines.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow.
Your boy Andrew Bogut.
Yep.
Your boy Matthew Dellavedova.
Oh, baby.
Your boy Joe Ingles.
Yep.
Patty Mills.
That's a squad, dog.
That's all they have.
And that's all they got. And everyone else is not.
Starting line.
Not that's NBA not player. Bad. Matthew Dellavedova.
That's solid, man. It's solid not NBA players.
Is Luke Longley on the team?
He's going to coach him.
Yeah, Luke Longley's going to coach him, I think, right?
He's Wombat.
Joseph Hashem.
Joe Hashem is going to go, baby.
The poker player.
Yep.
What's Hugh Jackman up to?
What was Joe Hashem's line? What was
it like? Oi,
pass the sugar.
Pass the sugar.
Yes. Pass the sugar. Yes.
All right, on that note, let's finish up with final thoughts. Thank you for joining us tonight on Contest Layups. Let's wrap it up, boys. Let's do it. Go ahead, Vic.
Cam Reddish is to have the best NBA career according to the other rookie survey.
Okay.
So everybody else voted, and they said Cam Reddish is going to have the best year, which I agree. Cam Reddish is the man.
Is he going to be the best Cam all around?
No, Cam Newton's way better.
Yeah, Cam Newton's way better
what
than
about
Cam
Cameron?
Or Kim Cam-trell.
Or Cameron Diaz.
What about Blue...
No,
Blue it was
sorry. Yo, Cam Reddish being having the best rookie year. V, was that the mean, is that the poll?
You mean yeah. Cameron Diaz?
So being the rookie of the year, basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much basically. But we'll see. It's just a little.
No, it's better career.
Not better career.
To have the best NBA career.
Oh wow! Dang.
Oh wow! Dang.
That's surprising, man. I thought it'd be Zion for sure.
Zion was leading in the rookie of the year choice.
Okay.
Bol Bol and Kevin Porter Jr. seen as the biggest deals in the draft.
Bol Bol.
And LeBron James was voted most favorite player.
By the rookies?
By the rookies.
Okay. Go ahead, Gar.
All right, I got a final thought. Contested layups will have autograph signing event this Friday at Horseshoe. At least two of us will be there at the 1-2 table near you. No limit, hold 'em. That's what's up.
Or the roulette wheel.
Ooh, that could be it, too.
If there's a white guy in a Spurs hat throwing everything he has on 8, I'll sign there.
What?
If there's a guy going all in with pocket queens with 2 over cards on the board on the flop, that's probably me.
It's probably you, yeah. Okay. Well, come get your autographs from the Contest Layup Hopes at the Horseshoe Casino.
Or the buffet.
Or the buffet. Yeah. What time are they going to be there?
At least 12:30.
For sure, at least 1:30 a.m.
A.m. Like, all right. Late night.
Terrible condition.
Late Friday. Night to get your autographs. but if you want them, they're going to be there.
Thank you, Gary. I got a statement.
John's got
a statement.
Is it a thought or a statement?
A thought of a statement.
THOT?
A thought of a statement.
The Bulls need to win the first five out of 6 games.
Yes, they do.
Serious contenders for a playoff spot, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Pew, 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 pew.
They play terrible teams. I noticed that. I forgot. I forgot exactly who, but I know what you're talking about, John. And out of the All-Star break too, they have a very easy like first 6 games of the All-Star break. Yep. Like they
got the first 6 teams are teams that they should have beat last year.
The Cavs, the Hornets, Knicks, like whatever. Yeah.
The Grizzlies.
Yeah, the Grizzlies. Yeah.
We all agree here that Bulls are making playoffs next year, right?
Well, we don't know yet. We'll have to discuss that as we get closer to the season.
What a cliffhanger. Good job.
Ooh. Ooh, V. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right. Raleigh, you got anything, or should I go?
Devin Booker is going to win the most improved player.
Oh, God, this again.
This season.
Devin Booker.
I'm with you on that.
Just because you had him on your fantasy team.
No, actually, I had him. No.
2 years
ago. And I had him. Thank you.
I hate Devin Booker.
Yeah. Too early, boys. Too early.
D-Book, the MIP, huh?
It's time. It's time now.
He's looking good, man.
Devin Booker's coming.
Summer workouts.
I believe. I saw the summer workouts. I believe.
Yeah, man.
You saw him hitting everything over Tony Snell? Nice.
He's about to... Yo, it's not... I don't even see who he's defending. It doesn't matter who he's defending. I see the look in his eyes. I see the way that he's coming. He's about to come all over the league.
Was that like a sexual thing?
No.
He's about to come to different arenas and play basketball. It's like that's what he meant. It did not need to be censored.
And the Phoenix Suns are going to win 42 games. Don't at me.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right, I got one.
Go.
Kansas City Chiefs going to the Super Bowl.
It's pronounced Chiefs.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
To face who?
The Bears.
Let's go, the Bears.
They'll win.
No, they're not.
The Chiefs will not be the Bears. Absolutely not. My final thought. Mitch Trubisky, about to be my number one pick in fantasy this year. Heads up for Garnick and V. Taking him in the first round, and he's about to throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. Let's go.
Wow.
Yeah, Bears on the field.
I didn't predict that, but okay.
And if you ain't here to party, take your ass, Patrick Mahomes.
And with that, we are ending this episode of Contested Layups. Thank you for joining us tonight. Maybe you can find us on Instagram, iTunes, Google Play, Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and lastly,
don't forget to search Brooke Lopez. Don't forget to search Contested Layups episodes and full episodes or more on YouTube. We out here. We out here, and we about to be on there.
Chichia.
Can I play with your dandelion?
Thank you, everyone. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see ya.
Hasta luego.